Genesis 1:16-17 says, "And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth." In our previous Evidence for God devotional, we discussed the claim by the late atheist astronomer Carl Sagan that if the Bible is true, then God had misled him. We encourage you to listen to all of these devotionals in order and to go back to the previous one if you missed it. But in that discussion, Sagan pointed out that the light that we see today would have taken billions of years to reach the earth. When we look up at a star, we are actually seeing the light that left that star billions of years ago. Therefore, the universe must be billions of years old in order to give starlight the amount of time needed to travel that distance. But Sagan failed to recognize the fact that once you acknowledge God as creator and accept the Bible as God's word, all these difficulties disappear. Just remove the all-powerful, omniscient, infinite God of the Bible from your considerations, and then you run into these troubles. But leave the God of the Bible in the discussion, and all your issues disappear. God created the universe as we see it. The fact that light would need to travel for billions of years in order to reach the earth doesn't mean that that light we see did travel that far for that many years. Our text says, "And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night." That's the sun and the moon. Then it says, "He made the stars also." There's no indication that this happened billions of years ago, and obviously no indication that the stars were not immediately visible on the earth. And this is exactly what happened on a smaller scale with everything else God made. He made Adam, a full-grown man. We figure he would have appeared to be in his mid-30s when he fell into sin and brought sin and death upon all men, which is why the second Adam, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, died around the age of 33 when he paid for the sins of the whole world. So just as God created the earth in an advanced age and made Adam with the appearance of age, it appears he made the whole universe in that same condition. He made the stars, and he made the light that stretched from the position of that star to its full distance to wherever it landed, whether here on earth or any other part of the universe. For that reason, the distance of the stars and the amount of time it takes for light to travel from that star to the earth is not an accurate method to use in dating the universe. The committed atheist will laugh and scoff at my point, but it stands, and it's irrefutable unless you can prove that the light you now see actually traveled all of that distance of billions of years from its star of origin, and that it wasn't instead created around 6,000 years or so ago and created that far out from the earth on the day of creation and has only traveled that far since it was created. And that will never be proven one way or the other because God's word is true. And many of those that we discuss this question of starlight with believe some of the most bizarre theories, but then pretend that God's creation of the universe in a mature functioning condition is somehow ridiculous and far-fetched. Some of those people believe that we're just in a big, huge digital computer program. And then the more scientific minds say things like this, quote, "At the critical density, a hypothetical universe would be flat and would eventually stop expanding, but only after an infinite time, according to the Swinburne University of Technology in Australia," end quote. In other words, they choose to believe nonsense rather than God's word. There's no such thing as infinite time. But the alternative to all of this psychedelic and psychotic pseudoscience is the word of God. The God of the Bible is omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. God is the infinite one, and he is revealed to us in the person of Jesus Christ, who came to this earth to die for the sins of the world and demonstrated his divine nature by raising his own body from the grave. Jesus is the creator of the universe, and Jesus conquered death on our behalf, and it's just sad that Sagan and so many others have refused to acknowledge that Jesus is the Lord from heaven, our Creator.